This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Jum'ah, we'll be 3:15 here. I will be doing the Jum'ah over at the encampment at 1:30. For those of you who are able to make it there, to support the students who are continue to protest peacefully at Western, then you're encouraged to do so, inshallah, if your time allows. But we will have the Jum'ah normally at intimacy at 3:15. But I will be there, inshallah, if you would like to go and show your support, inshallah ta'ala. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال. تحديث رأي collection of Imam Muslim related to us by عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص. The series is still within humbleness. This is the third hadith. And this hadith is more of a description of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام's behavior. To understand humbleness, we see how he is عليه الصلاة والسلام. So it's more, it's not, the hadith itself, the wording of it almost has nothing to do with humbleness if you don't take a moment to just appreciate his character. But I think it's nice because you get to talk about two different things, and it's a story. So Abdullah ibn Amr, just a little bit of a background. Abdullah ibn Amr was a young man during the time of Medina. He was young, in his late teens, early 20s. And of course, he later on, he lived after the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام many years. He became one of the great scholars of Islam that taught Islam to a lot of the tabi'een who later on conveyed Islam to the imams of the madhahib that we have today. So he was someone who's very influential in the transmission of the knowledge, not only through fiqh, but also through hadith, because he related to us a lot, radiallahu anhu. He was a very committed young man. He was extremely committed, and he was young, but also he had a lot of commitment, and he was very enthusiastic about things. So he said, this is a beautiful story, قَالَ ذُكِرَ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ ذُكِرَ لَهُ تَوْمِي. He said, that the Prophet ﷺ, someone told him about my fasting. So Abdullah ibn Amr was fasting almost every day. And 2 days, taking off a day, 3 days, taking off a day. He was fasting a lot. So his father Amr and his mother told the Prophet ﷺ, talk to this insane human being that we have at home. He's fasting, like he's always fasting, and I don't know if this is... So the Prophet ﷺ heard that he was fasting. So he came and visited me. And here's the piece of the hadith that kind of brings the first concept of humble. So I had a pillow, min adam hashuha leaf, without going into all the details of what the fabrics are. It's a crummy pillow. It wasn't a very good pillow, but that's all they had at that time. And Abu Bakr Amr took it and he gave it to the Prophet to sit on instead of sitting on the floor. قَالَ فَجَعَلَهَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ وَجَلَسَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So when he was given the pillow to sit on, and because this is the way to respect your guest, and because more comfortable than sitting on a hasir or sitting on the ground, the Prophet ﷺ sat on the ground. And he put the pillow between him and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. In other narrations, Abdullah ibn Amr would point out the humbleness of the Prophet ﷺ by doing that. But to me, the humbleness is not just that. It's not that he sat on the ground. The piece of humbleness to me is that he actually came to Abdullah ibn Amr's house to talk to him about this. That he cared enough. That this young man who is barely 20 years old, the Prophet was willing to take time out of his life and go to his house to talk to him about something he heard regarding his personal ritual habits. He didn't tell him that he should do this. No, he went himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, to his home to discuss the issue with him, alayhi salatu wasalam. That to me is what matters. That's investment in youth. That's investment in human beings. So that takes a certain degree of humbleness. Because he at that point was the supreme leader of the Muslim country, and probably it wasn't just Medina at that point. It was a lot of land around it. So he was Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And forget about the dunya and maqam. He is sahib riwa al hamd yawm al qiyamah al maqam al mahmud sallallahu alayhi wa ajma'in. He's going to go and visit this young person at his home. فقال له فقال لي النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال لي ثلاثة. He told me 3 days. فقلت يا رسول الله فقال لي خمسة. 5 days, a month. فقلت يا رسول الله فقال لي سبعة. فقلت يا رسول الله فقال لي إحدى عشرة. فقلت يا رسول الله فقال لا صيام فوق صيام داود, يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. صيام الدهر. So he told me 11. And I said, يا رسول الله 11, I can do better. Like he's saying, I can do better. I pass more. So he said, there is no Siyam better than the Siyam of Dawood, where he would set fast one day and break his fast the other day. And that is the fasting of the entirety of life. Like that's, if you fast one day and you break your fast the other day, it's like you fasted your whole life. And don't do more than that. فَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I said that. But he sat there and he argued with him. Who argues with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And why would he tolerate this young boy arguing with him if he was not genuinely someone who was humble, who didn't feel that this was taking away from his status? He didn't feel that this was an act of qillat adab from a younger person. I told you this, you take it from me. No, he negotiated 3, 5, 7, 11. No, the most is 14. You can't go beyond 14 a month. So he accepted sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi ajma'in. To me, that's the humbleness piece. It's really not that he sat on the ground and put the pillow between him and Abdullah ibn Amr, even though that is. But he refused to be, the man was offering him a certain status and he refused it, alayhi salatu wasalam. But really that he came to his home and he sat there and he negotiated with him something, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's just something that doesn't come from someone who thinks he is more than anyone. And he is, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he is, biyasul Qur'an, he is. Biyasul Qur'an, no one comes even close. But he doesn't see himself that way. So he'll come to the house of a teenager and discuss with him maybe how to do things. And he'll negotiate and come up with something. Out of fear for his own health and fear for his own deen. But because he did that, alayhi salatu wasalam, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As became who he became. The deen today through his knowledge. Radiallahu anhu wa arda. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think it's something worth contemplating the character that he had. Ya Rabbi al-Muslim fi sahihi an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu wa qal. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ذكر له صومي فأتاني فجعلت له وسادة من أدم حشوها ليف فجعلها بيني وبينه وجلس على الأرض ثم قال لي 3 فقلت يا رسول الله فقال لي 5 فقلت يا رسول الله فقال لي 7 فقلت يا رسول الله فقال لي 11 فقلت يا رسول الله فقال لي لا صيام فوق صيام داود يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما وذاك صيام الدهر فقلت نعم يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعت محمد لا إله إلا الله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم الله خير بارك فيكم.